Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we continued our series in the Lord's Prayer by looking at the line, "Give us today our daily bread." And we looked back in the book of Exodus at the story of how God provided for the Israelites while they were in the wilderness. He gave them quail in the evening and manna in the morning. And one of the questions that we asked is this: what is the antidote to the stress and anxiety we feel around our physical needs? What's the antidote? What's the solution to the stress and anxiety that we have about the needs in our life? And we talked about how the solution is that we remember and we trust. At the end of Exodus chapter 16, after we read how God provided for the Israelites, verse 32 says this: Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded. Take an omer of manna and keep it for the generations to come, so they can see the bread I gave you to eat in the wilderness when I brought you out of Egypt." God commanded Moses to take some of the manna that he provided and to keep it for future generations to come. Why? So that they would remember God's provision, so that they would not forget. And in the same way, we have to help ourselves remember how God has provided for our needs. Because if you're anything like me, we're quick to forget what the Lord has done. And so we have to remind ourselves of God's provision and God's faithfulness in our life. We need to write it down. We need tangible reminders because we're quick to forget what God has done. But if God provided for us then why won't he provide for us now? Why won't he provide for us in the future? We have to remember what God has done, but we also need to trust that God is going to do what he said, that God is going to do what he's promised. Later on in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 6. He says, do not worry saying, "What shall we eat?" or "What shall we drink?" or "What shall we wear?" For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus says, I don't want you to worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to wear. And I don't want you to be like the pagans who stress and have anxiety about these things. Instead, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all of these other things that you're worried about will be given to you as well. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't need to have plans for our life or plans for our career or plans for our finances. This isn't an excuse for laziness on our part or poor stewardship. Like, we still need to do our part. We need to work hard and be faithful with what God has given to us. But we don't need to stress or worry about these things because Jesus says our Heavenly Father knows exactly what we need. And so we remember and we look back on God's faithfulness in our life. And then we look forward and we trust in God's provision in the future. God will give us our daily bread. God will provide for our needs. And you see, we all have physical needs in life. We need food and water. We need shelter. We need access to medicine and doctors. And we serve a God who cares about those needs. We serve a God who is involved in the little details of our life and who promises to give us our daily bread. But if we think that God exists simply to provide for our physical needs, then we're missing the bigger picture. Because as great as our physical needs are in this life, we have an even greater spiritual need. The Bible tells us that we have all sinned and fallen short of God's standard of perfection. And because of our sin, we are deserving of eternal separation from God. And there's nothing that we can do in our own strength or power or goodness to bridge the gap that sin has created between us and God. But because God so loved us, he sent his son Jesus to us. And in John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus says this. He says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. You see, Jesus is the bread of life, and he is the only one who can meet our greatest spiritual need. He's the only one who can bridge the gap between us and God, and this comes by placing our faith and trust in Jesus for our salvation. And so I'd love for us to take some time today to thank God for the way that he provides for the physical needs in our life, for the way that he has been faithful, for the way that he promises to provide in the future, but even more than that, to thank God for providing for our greatest spiritual need, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus made a way for us to be forgiven, and he is the true bread of life. And so, Father, we thank you for your faithfulness in our life, for the way that you look after us as your children and provide for our needs. You provide our daily bread. You give us exactly what we need each and every day. And God, even more than that, we thank you for the way that you met us in the middle of our brokenness and our hopelessness. When there was no way forward for us, God, you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross in our place. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are the bread of life, that you are the one who satisfies the greatest needs of our soul, who provides a way for us to be forgiven and to be made right with the Father. And so, God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your provision. And most of all, God, we thank you for your son, Jesus. It's in his name that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.